نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 12th of Muharram 1443. And we are here in Masjid Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hence our topic for tonight will be Manaqib Sahaba, the fadail and virtues and merits of the beloved students and companions of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, let us start with the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Everything which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Makkah Mukarrama. So Makkah Mukarrama became the greatest city, Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns, all cities. And we see that the radiance of Hidayat, everything started from there. Ghari Hira, Iqra Bismi. And then we find the Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in Madinah Munawwara. So that became the second greatest city and second most important place in Islam, and that is Madinah Munawwara. We see the Quran Sharif became the greatest kalam and the direct speech of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the heart mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, that became the place where Almighty Allah revealed this Quran Sharif, ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin. We see that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mubarak became the best of the best. Why? Surah 53 verses 3 and 4. Wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not speak of his own desires. It was but revelation that came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are here in this beautiful masjid, mashallah, first time I'm coming here. Allah Jalla wa Ala keep our masajid abad. Allah Ta'ala protect all the masajid of the world, throughout the world, mashallah. So let us just visualize for a moment, who is Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Today was Jumu'ah, now we already Saturday Islamically. So in Surah Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 2, what Almighty Allah states? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ You, Ya Rasul Allah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach them how to recite the noble Qur'an. So the Qur'an Sharif is the best. You teach them, you are the best of teachers. So when the Master alayhi salam is the best, the Kalam of Allah is the best, then the students of Nabi alayhi salam are the best. Abdullah ibn Mas'uqi hu hadhil ummah, one of the great muftis of this ummah in Mishkat Sharif is mentioned, used to say, اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِسُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ وَإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ How for Anbiya, prophets and messengers, they selection, not election. Almighty Allah selected the students and companions of the Master alayhi salam to accompany the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to establish the deen of Almighty Allah here on this earth. So therefore, they were, they are, they will always be the greatest after all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, alayhimus salam. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And purify them externally, internally. Externally from kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism. Internally from the pride, the jealousy, hubbud dunya, the excessive love we have for the world, the excessive love we have for name and fame and all. See, Sahaba, they became the beacons of light. They became the ambassadors of Islam wherever they went. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ And teach them the Quran Sharif. So one is, the Quran Sharif is Arabic. Sahaba, majority's mother's tongue was still Arabic. But yet they required a teacher. Now where do we fit in all this? Today we sit, I don't know, I think I'm sitting on a lazy boy also. I don't know, maybe the bottom part also come out. I don't know. So, because today a lot of gadgets, you know, sometimes. So anyway, you must remember that we sit on a lazy boy and sit with the English translation or some translation or Mr. Google or Mrs. Internet and so forth. And then we want to study tafsir. How it works like that? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ You teach them, Ya Rasool Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, وَالْحِكْمَةِ Hikmah, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, taught us, whenever hikmah is mentioned after kitab or ayatillah, it refers to sunnah and nabawiyyah. The mubarak sunnah of the Master, alayhi salam, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Allah Jalla Wala addressing the honorable wives, our honorable mothers, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, all the honorable wives, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, that you must bear heart the Quran Sharif, you must bear heart the Sunnah Mubarakah, you practice on it, you propagate it. So the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the teacher, the curriculum salabai is Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. The madrasa, where is the first madrasa? Today you got hifz class here, madrasa here, darulum here. So where did all this start, my brothers? So if you went in 50s, 60s, 70s to the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, that side is Safa and this side is Marwa. So till then it was there. So remember, you will see Bab-e Arqam, where Safa is. Now all is demolished and because every year they're doing something, expansion and so forth. So they Dar-e Arqam, at the Dar-e Arqam, remember, was the first madrasa. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who teach the Sahaba, and they would come one by one, two, three, four of them. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the teacher. The place is Makkah Mukarrama. The curriculum, the syllabi is what? You must remember Quran Sharif and Sunnah. Then what happens, oh brothers and sisters? We must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, made dua, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham subsequently becomes Abu Jahl in Ramadan, 17th of Ramadan, Friday. The battle of Badr erupts and takes place and he is dispatched straight to hellfire. Umar becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. He was going, you know the story, because we in Masjid Umar bin Khattab, he went with the talwar and the saif and the sword there by his sister and so forth. Because you must remember one sahabi told him, where are you going to the master alayhi salam? He wanted to harm Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid. He said, go look at your own sister, Fatima bint Khattab, and she is there married to Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anh. They are Muslim. He went there, he was infuriated. Long story cut short, they were reading Surah Taha, and she told him, you cannot touch this Quran Sharif, you go take a bath. So he assaulted her, but felt ashamed. Then when he heard, he read, you Arabs, said, this is something that is beyond human perception, comprehension, is something too great. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed in Dar-e Arqam, in the madrasa, that Umar is coming, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the sword. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, leave him. And when he comes, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. For the first time in the history of Islam, in unison, in chorus, Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. The people on the land and sand were elated and delighted. Not only that, go open Mishkat Sharif, and you will find Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes down and says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only Sahaba who are so happy, We, the angels, are rejoicing and so happy. Today, Umar has become radiallahu an and embrace Islam. That is Umar. So when you're sitting in Masjid Umar, you should know who is Sayyidina Umar. In the year 636, I just digress 1 minute. That in the year 636, Gregorian calendar, I'll make reference to it just now. And in the 16th year after the Hijrah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes from Medina Munawwara, and the Christian ruler at that time was Sufyanus. And remember that what happened, that they already surrendered. The Sahaba were there, and who were the Sahaba? Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu and them. And he, Sufyanus, said, this is the key of Al-Quds, of Iliya. Iliya is Jerusalem. Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas. We are handing it over to you, O Muslims, but we can't give it to you, Abu Ubaidah, radiallahu anhu. Our scriptures, our books say, we have to hand it over to Umar. Who's at Umar, radiallahu anhu? Said, he's our Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'min. Please call him. Sayyidina Umar comes. 17 patches on his clothing, and he enters. And then when the Sahaba see him, what do they say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak even today, this is Aqsa al-Mubarak, this is the Qibla. Behind the side of the Qibla, there's a mountain there, and it's called Jabal Mukabbar, the mountain of Takbir, that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu entered, even the mountain was echoing the Takbir until today. 16th year after Hijrah, and today 1443, you work out the maths. That time was 636, and 2021, you work it out. That is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And when the key was handed to him, to Sayyidina Umar by Sufyanus, so what he said? So he said that, Inna zulma lasa'a, zulm oppression will last for a short while. Wa innal adla ila qiyamis sa'a. But when you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. Inna zulma lasa'a, O America. Inna zulma lasa'a, O NATO. Inna zulma lasa'a, O Israel. Your oppression, your tyranny, everything will continue for a short while. Then Islam will come and will bring justice ila qiyamisa. That is our Islam, my brothers. Go back, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then. Is 100% pakka such a Muslim. Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alasna ala al-haq, are we not on the truth? He said, of course we are on the truth. Then why all this, you know, we must be so privately, we must teach and preach. Why we don't go down? Lo and behold, 3 days after that, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraces Islam. Now is a golden opportunity. Two generals, two army commanders, two people, the bravest, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the middle. One side Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, other side Hamza radiallahu an. And they say, anyone here wants to prevent us. That's the day Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the title to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. Umar is Farooq. He distinguishes between haq and batil, between the truth and the falsehood. So study every one of the sahaba and just see their manaqib and virtues. Teacher, the master, alayhi salatu salam. First madrasa, we see Dari Arqam. Curriculum, Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. Students, the beloved sahaba, male, female, adults and children. When they migrated to Medina Munawwara, now a new dimension, and that is Ashab-e-Sufa. Today our madrasa, Darulums, what they have? A hostel. So this became the first hostel. In Makkah there was no hostel. So they would stay in the masjid. Who was the greatest student of that madrasa at that time? Who used to stay there boarding, lodging? The greatest Shaykhul Hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warda. 5,374 ahadith he reported according to the different chains of transmission, subhanallah. And he was from Ashab-e-Sufa. So anyway, my brothers, so now this became the madrasa. The best place you got Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. You got the greatest teacher, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now who is going to take your examination? You call me here and say, test the HIF students and so forth. Speaking of that, you know, When we were in Darul Newcastle, our principal Allah gave him Jannat al-Firdaus, our Hazrat Muqasim Sema Rahimahullah. So we used to go there to the neighboring towns, you know, Dundee, Glencoe, Washbank, all that. So I'm told from those days, not I became told now. So when I walk in the madrasa, the students already, you understand, they're so frightened. So and I always used to make one, two, three questions. So I ask him, you, how many rukus in Janaza Salah? He say two. I say, top, very good. How many rukus in Janaza Salah? He say three. I say, very good. How many? He say four. So you're all champions. I give one big nod to all of you. You understand? But then I pass all of them. You understand? So just like a trick question, you understood? Because you're so frightened, bichara. Who is going to examine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam students? Who? Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, go read Quran says, I'll break the words up for you. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ Allah Himself took the imtihan and examination. What an examination? Do they possess the taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness? Not like me and you, Ashura come, Ramadan come, Jummah come, we pious, weekend come, long weekend come, holiday come, all hell breaks loose. No. The taqwa in the inner recesses of the heart, Allah announced the results for humanity and posterity. لَهُمْ مَغَفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ For them is forgiveness. Anbiya alayhimus salam are ma'asoom. They protected from all sins. That is unanimous belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sahaba are mahfooz. Mahfooz means they committed mistakes, they committed sins. Almighty Allah forgave them. So Allah has said that they are protected and they're all going to Jannah. So understand the difference in rank also. So we have to protect the honor and dignity of Sahaba. When Allah says, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ For them is forgiveness. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ And for them is magnificent reward. They pass قُمْ لَدَيْ They pass with distinction and so forth. So that is it. Now we have to give certificate to Sahaba. Who is going to give them certificate? Allah Himself. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ Allah says, I am pleased with you. And they said, we pleased with you, Ya Allah. Is it some Sahaba? Nay, chapter 57, verse 100. Allah said, Muhajireen. Allah said, Ansar. Allah said, those who came after Fateh Makkah. وَكُلَّهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى For all of you, O beloved students of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have given you the promise of Jannat. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنِ السَّحَابَةِ Who are Sahaba? Let me give you three, four incidents which most of you I don't think are aware of. When I went to Iraq, there's a place called Madain. So when you go to Madain, you will find a karamat and a miracle of Sahaba. So what is a miracle? This incident unfolded 29. We are now in 2021. So now you just say 90 years ago, 91, whatever it is. So plus minus 90 years ago. So 1929, the king of Iraq saw a dream, but the king also busy, so he forgot. And then the Grand Mufti saw the dream, water is seeping into the Mubarak Kubur and graves of Sahaba. Which Sahaba? Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh, Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anh. Then he came to the king, the ruler told him, he said, yes, even I saw this. So they made emergency Mashura meeting. They said, we must exhume the bodies of the Sahaba. Saudi Arabia, as you understand it, now came into existence 1932. So the Saudi Arabia was not that how it is now. So that area, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, Taif, Jeddah, is called Hijaz. Hijaz Muqaddas, Hijaz Mubarak. So the ulama of Hijaz said no. Because the news spreading like fire, we're going to exhume the bodies of Sahaba, beloved students, companions of Nabi alayhi salam. So they said, no, the Hajj season is very near, we want to witness this and we will come. So they postponed it to after Hajj 1929. Thousands of people assembled, Muslims, non-Muslims. They exhumed the body of Huzaifa bin Yaman, Sahibu Sirli Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the confidant of the master. They exhumed the body of Abdullah bin Jabir. They brought them to where? Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. From there they brought to that side there. Far away. So why they did that? So the water must not seep in. The people who are eyewitness to this, what they say? that the body, the eyes, the everything, you just see nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from the Mubarak body of the Sahaba. That are Sahaba. Understand, my brothers, who are Sahaba? Next one, my brothers, when you study, said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah said for him, chapter 9, verse 40, Thaniyasnain. He's the second of the two in the cave, second of the two when they entered Medina Munawwara, second of the two on the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salam. 17 salat he made imamat for this ummah during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam. Who can take his place? Umar Farooq, what Umar said radiallahu anhu on the farsh, Allah would send from the arsh. Three places is mentioned in Bukhari. وَغَفَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثِ. If you go read Itqan of Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, he mentioned 22 different places where Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us do like this. And Allah revealed the verse according to Sayyidina Umar's suggestion. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Who is Sayyidina Usman? From Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time right till the ending of time, no person has the distinction to marry two daughters of a Nabi, one after the other, besides Sayyidina Usman Zunnurain, the possessor of two radiances and effulgence. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, then Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib Amirul Mu'mineen, Fatih Khaybar. In Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, is Muharram, 7th year after the Hijrah. Tomorrow, la'utayyanna raya. I'm going to give this flag and banner tomorrow to that person. May yuhibbullah wa rasoola, wa yuhibbuhullah wa rasoola. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, he loves Nabi alayhi salam. And Nabi sallallahu, Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Every sahabi said, we want. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali was given, there was problems with his eyes. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his busak mubarak, saliva mubarak, rubbed it on the mubarak eyes of Sayyidina Ali. And there was a big fort there, we went to Khaybar as well. So there the fort's name was Qamus, and he, Sayyidina Ali, smashed it, penetrated, went in, and therefore he received the title of Fatih Khaybar. So any sahabi you study, my brother, you will find such great merits and virtues. Surah 9 verse 100, what Almighty Allah states, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَغُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those sahaba, male, female, all of them, the first and the foremost, that what they did. They the muhajirin, then the ansar, and those who followed them with sincerity, who fulfilled their duty with beauty. Allah says, if you follow sahaba, Allah is pleased with you. They will be pleased with Allah. And Allah grants you Jannat al-Firdaus. It's promise of Allah in the Quran, Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 100. Take the females. Who is the first person to embrace Islam alal itlaq? Who? Male, female, adult children, who's the first person? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She's the first person to embrace Islam. One day Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you mentioned the name of Khadija radiallahu anha so much. This is after her demise. But we are here. Habibuna sallallahu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Aisha radiallahu anha, we say, Khadija, you know who's Khadija radiallahu anha? Innaha she brought iman on me when people rejected me. She gave her wealth to me when people were not prepared to support me. She's the mother of my children, O Aisha. Look at the ending of the words in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique, she's exemplary. But this ummah today, when we are there for Hajj and Umrah, so in Medina, when I tell the brothers, come, we're going to Baqi, the masjid is here, you just cross the road, you're in Baqi. So you get 50, 100 people. I tell the brothers that normally on a Friday we go, we're going there to Mu'alla, learn proper pronunciation, Mu'alla. So Mu'alla, remember, then you'll find 5, 10 brothers. No, it's alright. We even forgot our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Think properly where we are. So my brothers, you take the children. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, in Muharram and other times we speak of them, 100% part of the Ahlul Bayt. But do you know Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhuma, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place, Sayyidina Hassan was 8 years old, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was 7 years old. How many ahadith they bayhated? From Nana, from the Master alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu bayhated and memorized 13 ahadith. Go open Musnad Ahmad, you will find. And go see Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu learned 8 ahadith from his beloved Nana. Our children, what they know? They know all the internet, they know all the gadgets, how WhatsApp, Instagram, all that they know. I asked the youngster, what you busy with? He said, I'm busy sending emails to the females. So busy they are. You know, understood? So think properly what we are doing. So you must remember these things, yeah. So if you go to Iraq, go to Iran, go to Syria, go any part of the world. We went to Russia, subhanallah, Uzbekistan. You will find athar of Sahaba everywhere. You must remember that. So you will see that Qusam bin Abbas, that's Abdullah ibn Abbas' brother, is buried there in Uzbekistan. So Soviet Union, this was all under Soviet Union. So wherever you go, subhanallah, you go to China, you go to Guangzhou, our people in confused things. There's Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas is buried there. It's not Sa'ad ibn Waqas. It's written there in Arabic. Abu Sa'ad ibn Waqas. The father of Sa'ad radiallahu anhu is buried there. So my brothers, study the life of Sahaba. Look at the sacrifices they made. And then they set the standard for humanity and posterity. So we must show the utmost love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Bayt, and then the beloved Sahaba, all of them. Now come to the other side. We have people today, South Africa, Africa, and everywhere in the world. With Allah's help, I travel. Maulana added another too much. There is not 80 something, 70 inshallah plus. So we travel in the world. So anyway, he made 80, so maybe Allah will make it 80 also. We don't know. So anyway, my brothers, the point I want to make is this. What does Quran say? Think properly. These are not what I am saying. I am only narrating to you. You think properly what will happen. It's the battle of Tabuk. 50 degrees, Medina Munawwara, midsummer, the month of Rajab, and it is 45, 50 degrees. The place Tabuk, I went to Tabuk by plane, it takes you 1.5 hour. They had to travel from Medina Munawwara to Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim's hadith. The logistics of 30,000 people in those days. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 camels from my side. Okay. But we need more, another 100. We need more, another 100, Ya Rasulullah. 300 camels with the saddle, everything from my side. We still need 1,000 gold coins, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the gold coins and was yuqallibuhu, was, you know, spinning it out of joy. Ma darra Usman, ma amila ba'dal yawm. That is Sayyidina Usman. Oh Usman, you have already reserved your seat in Jannah and your sacrifices. Now when the people spent, some Sahaba were very poor. So they just brought 1 kilo, 1 pound, 1/2 kilo, whatever of dates. The hypocrites were there, you spend big amount, they say mura'in, you're just showing off. One Sahabi come with 5-10 dates, he say, Allah, you're wasting Allah's time, what you doing with this? Surah 9, verse 79, make mental note. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات. Those people who criticize the Sahaba when they were giving their charity. والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم. And those poor Sahaba who were giving according to their capacity. فيسخرون منهم. They mock the Sahaba. They ridicule the Sahaba. They belittle the Sahaba. What Allah says? Allah comes to the defense of Sahaba, all of them. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Tomorrow Allah will mock you who's mocking the Sahaba, the students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. Walahum adabun alim. And for them will be a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. See.
Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred, murdered in Maidan-e-Tufuf. We've been to Karbala also, alhamdulillah. And it was Friday, 10th Muharram, Ashura, the year 61 after Hijrah. Who's an eyewitness? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son, Hazrat Zainul Abidin rahimahullah. So he asked the people of Kufa, you invited my father, ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَذَلْتُمُ. Then you left him in the lurch. Tomorrow, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. What will you see and say to the Master alayhi salam when you meet the Master? Alayhi salam, وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and he will say, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي. You murdered my family, you murdered my beloved Nawasa and grandson. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي. You desecrated our exalted rank. This is not in our kitab, it's in their kitab. I have the kitab. Al-Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, before his martyrdom, raised up his hand, وَدَعَى, and he made dua against them. اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ مَتَّعْتُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ فَفَرْضِكُمْ فِرَقَى. Ya Allah, I cursed them. Al-Irshad of Sheikh Mufid. Not our books, their books. So he, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, said, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell you, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah, you're outside. What you say? So brothers, we must understand that what we have to believe in, and we don't get caught up in the propaganda sometimes, you know, fake news and so forth. Go on. Hazrat Zainul Abidin, the same one I spoke to you. You want the reference? Go open Tafsir Qurtubi. Someone came to him and started saying, Hazrat Abu Bakr did this, Hazrat Umar did this, Hazrat Usman did this, this one, Hazrat Aisha. So he asked him, that person who was raising objections, Anta min al Muhajirin? He said, La. He said, for Muhajirin, Surah 59, verse number 8. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم. Allah praises the Muhajir. You asked him, أنت من الأنصار? Are you from Ansar? He said, no. He said, Allah praises them. Chapter 59, verse 9. يحبون من هاجر إليهم. In front, ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. So Allah is praising Ansar. Then Surah 59, verse 10. Are you from them? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us. He said, Na'am, I am from them. He, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, said, you're not from them. مَنْ سَبَّ هَاُولَىٰ فَلَيْسَ مِنْ هَاُولَىٰ. When you curse and you swear sahaba, then you can't be part of Surah 59 verse 10. You have to defend the honor, the integrity of sahaba, and you make dua for them. Then you become part of 59, Surah 59 verse 10. Do you understand the glory of the Quran? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people cursing, swearing, my companions, my sahaba, فَقُولُوا, then say, who is saying this? رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, La'anatullahi ala sharrikum. Allah's curse be upon you. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So my brothers, my message to you is very easy, very simple. Each one of us, we must remember, defend the honor of every sahabi. They committed mistakes, they did whatever they want. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's name is mentioned so many times. Do you know who Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is? He ruled this ummah from the year 41 to 60. Almost 20 years he ruled this ummah. One khalifa, one ruler. Every sahabi, every tabi put their hand in his hand or in the governors that he was ruling. So whether it's Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, all of them. When the time came for his death, is the month of Rajab, 22nd of Rajab, the year 60. So he, Amir Muawiyah, is leaving this world. What does he say? These are sahaba. He told the people around there, when we perform Hajj, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me some nail mubarak, some bal mubarak. Take that, place here under my eyes and so forth, and you leave me and go. Khallu bayni wa bayna arhamir rahim. That leave me and my Allah, who's the most merciful one to show mercy. These are sahaba. They love Nabi alayhi salam more than their own life. Khalid bin Walid to Rustam. Go read about the Battle of Qadisiyah that took place in the 14th year of the Hijrah during the month of Ramadan, during the month of Muharram. And what Khalid bin Walid to Rustam? Innama iyaqom yuhibbun al-qital fi sabilillah kama tuhibbun al-khamar. That we are a people, we love to dice with death as you love your khamar. Khamar means alcohol, but I translate it with different. Kama tuhibbun al-khamar, as you love your wine and swine. So you see our brothers Taliban, with their chumples and sandals, they never went in a plane, they never went in a helicopter, no drone, no nothing. Today they're controlling one of the most amount of helicopters in the world. They got the Chinook helicopter, more than 160 countries got. Allah gave it to them like that, because they showed their love for Islam, their love for jihad. We will give everything, Ya Allah, but we keep the flag flying of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Already you can see the West. All the money in the Western countries, frozen now. This is what the enemies do. But they want to tell us of women's rights. They want to tell us about children's rights. I sent it out today. I was going to the airport this time, and I heard the news. I can tell you exactly, Tuesday, 1 o'clock on 7:02. Then they speak about women's rights. On the news they said 23,000 girls only in Gauteng province are pregnant, and remember that this all happened in school, it seems like. So this is what you want to call to do. You must remember women's rights and all that. So tomorrow, we will, Allah forbid, the nation will become majority bees and illegitimate. This is what they want, because they mixed up people. They allow already Adam and Eve. They, last week I sent out in Scotland, you must remember four-year-old boy, let's call them Jack and Jill. So they're walking, so they say, we're going to ask them, four-year-old boy, four-year-old girl, what gender you want to be. So if Jack say, I want to be a girl, it will be written girl. If Jill say, I want to be boy, then it's boy. So this is what they call their human rights and their women's rights and all this type of thing. So brothers, you must understand what Islam gave is always the best. Never compromise on Islam and never be apologetic about Islam. Present Islam in its beauty. It's a natural system. It has the natural view. You hear on the radio in the morning, how these non-Muslims, and they want to corner me so many times, does, you know. I say, ask whatever you want to, you understood? Inshallah, Allah will put some answer in our head and something. So my brothers, we have to present the true Islam, not polluted Islam and diluted Islam. Always remember. And take from Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba, and we follow the four schools. That is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We thank our brothers here, Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal, our Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and my brother Dawood Mondli, our Hafiz Wadi, our directors, all of them, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Capital Group, our Hafiz Shabir Basha and Faisal Asmal of Sirius. And this is our final program. Inshallah, we'll come back in Rabiul Awwal, Inshallah Al-Aziz. And make dua, Allah Ta'ala always use us, remember, for the deen of Allah. See, I give you one dua. For past 40, 50 years, we're reading this dua with Allah's help. Every day read 2 rakat salat, O mothers, sisters, children. Raise your hand or go into sajda if you know it by heart and say, Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. That's all you must. So you know the dua? Read one time with me. Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen. So how when you got married, you told for your wife, qabil to her, you see? So now you tell Allah, qabil tu, Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. Khalas, you understood? So Allah will make the means and all these kind of things. What we knew now, 3-3 radio, all hadha min fadli rabbi. So my brothers, ask Allah, and Allah will do a lot of things for us. Allah Ta'ala accept us, Allah Ta'ala make our khatim on iman. We got 1-2 minutes left, let's make dua inshallah. They say, Jazakallah to all the imams here, trustees, we don't know who's who, but Allah reward all of you. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصر طالبان في كل مكان وفي كل زمان يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين جزاك الله خير مرسل.